Today's reading begins in Psalm 116, Psalm 116, verse 1. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosened my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altars. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 116 does not have an author listed. It is a thanksgiving psalm, reflecting on a time when God has helped him, and he responds with gratitude and loyalty. The beginning of the psalm explains the psalmist's plea for help and the deliverance from danger, then proclaims God's goodness and deliverance. And then he states his intention to pay his vows and offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Psalm 117 is the shortest psalm. It's just a brief praise psalm, but it makes this statement of echoing the theme of God's steadfast love toward Israel. And it points toward the foreign nations as well, calling them to praise God. Psalm 118 can be considered a praise psalm or a thanksgiving psalm. After an introductory exhortation there, where we see that familiar statement repeated several times, his steadfast love endures forever, there is an alternation between first person saying I or my, and the communal aspect of this psalm, which turns it plural to we and us. So you have both elements of both a very personal written psalm and one that was intended for that group setting. It describes the deliverance of God, the response of the congregation to that testimony. For example, verses 5 through 7, out of my distress I called on the Lord. The response, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. So there's sort of a conclusion that is made when the statement of the deliverance was made. The psalm closes with both the psalmist and the congregation praising God. Psalm 118 is quoted multiple times in the New Testament, focusing on verses 22, 23, and 25 and 26. And if you go back to those verses, you can see why. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. That gives us a few things to think about today as we go on about our normal business or normal things that we do. But it can help us to keep God in the forefront of our minds and to praise Him just as the psalmist does. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.